Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3141, How to Make Your Own Luck, part one, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome to one of the only podcasts in the world where blogs are narrated to you for free, a little bit of positivity every day, which adds up after time. And sometimes I read longer posts that I split up into two, and that's the case today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. How to Make Your Own Luck, part one, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. We've all had the feeling at some point in our lives where it seems other people catch all the lucky breaks while we seem to be screwing everything up. It's a common perceptual bias. In other people, we focus on the successful result, not the toil and struggle they endured to reach it, or the missed opportunities and growth experiences they suffered through. While in ourselves, all we're aware of is the toil and struggle we endure, and not the success that is readily apparent to others. It's a kind of blind man's bluff that we're all doomed to continue playing throughout our lives. The concept of luck stems from this perceptual bias, the belief that some people's existence defies mathematical probability, that because they have it and we don't, they're violating the universe's probabilities. The truth is, across the spectrum of a lifetime, we all receive both opportunities and setbacks in healthy doses. Some of us may defy the odds early in life, perhaps by being born into perfect circumstances, and then face unfair or unlikely challenges later on. Others may be born into squalid conditions, but as they grow, they meet great opportunities that change everything for them. Or sometimes chance can be just that, random chance. My grandfather started 7 businesses throughout his lifetime. He became a millionaire once and went bankrupt twice. He finally sold his last business for a modest sum so he could retire in rural Texas with his remaining comforts. A few years later, they struck oil on his property. A lifetime of hard work, risk-taking, spectacular successes, and more spectacular failures, and the minute he hangs it all up and calls it quits, he struck oil. Life's cruel roll of the dice. But the truth is, we can actually control our luck to a certain extent. Although we may not directly affect the major opportunities that enter our life at any given moment, like finding oil on our property, we can indirectly influence how many opportunities spring up and the ferocity with which we pounce on them. In fact, if we define luck as the number of beneficial opportunities and life events that happen to us, which aren't completely in our control, recent research not only finds that some people are much luckier than others, but that those lucky people have quite a few things in common. And no, it's not rabbit's feet or a dearth of black cats. Lucky people have specific behaviors and mindsets which cause them to encounter far more opportunities and advantages than others on average. You can, in effect, train yourself to become a lucky person, if you so choose. Number one, be a social butterfly. Psychologist Richard Wiseman is an authority on luck, or what is perceived as luck in our lives. In his book, The Luck Factor, Wiseman found that the best predictor of how many lucky breaks a person has was how social and interconnected they were with those around them. Lucky people enjoy connecting and relating to other people and are comfortable doing so. When presented with new social situations, unlucky people talk to people they already knew or people who were most like themselves, whereas lucky people talk to a large array of people equally. Most of life's opportunities don't land on us mysteriously. They come through our networks, our connections, people we stumble across at random. My one and only attempt at a day job was landed through an acquaintance I had made when I was going out 5 nights a week in Boston back in 2007. I once landed an audition for a touring rock band by randomly meeting the singer at a 4th of July party. He and I happened to be hitting on the same girl. A blogger recently wrote about sitting down in a coffee shop to work on his laptop and accidentally striking up a conversation with an old man who just happened to have invented the first ever programmable computer and spent the afternoon chatting with him. Wiseman states in his book, quote, "I discovered that being in the right place at the right time is actually all about being in the right state of mind. Lucky people increase their odds of chance encounters or experiences by interacting with a large number of people. And that makes perfect sense. Chance opportunities are a numbers game. The more people and perspectives in your sphere of reference, the more likely good insights and opportunities will combine," end quote. As the old saying goes, it's not what you know, but who you know. Number two, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Make Your Own Luck by Mark Manson of markmanson.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thank you to Mark. I'll finish the longer half of this post for you tomorrow. There's definitely a bias where we tend to see the luck of others but don't see it in our own lives, even though it is there. If you play a game of chance, you'll probably remember all the times you were unlucky, yet remember the times when others were lucky, when in fact, over time, it all averages out and we're getting the same luck. I could definitely relate to that idea. And I have to agree, quote-unquote luck does often come about through networks. I guess that's why LinkedIn exists. But those in-person real connections are way more important. So in business school, we were forced to get an internship over summer break. My health wasn't the best at the time, and I was anxious. Definitely not looking forward to trying to find an internship during that time. I wasn't sure where to start. Now, some months before, at a friend's birthday, I happened to meet a comedian. He's also been in a few movies. I thought he looked familiar, but couldn't pinpoint it. And I'm not a social butterfly at all, but he is. And we talked about random things, like where the best food is in LA, since I was new to the area. And then at the end, I got a picture with him. Well, a different friend, actually more of an acquaintance, saw that picture and was like, "Wow, you met him? I love that guy." And then I caught up with her a little bit and noticed that she was working at Warner Brothers Records, which would be an amazing place to intern, especially since I was much more into music back then. So I said, "Well, if I ever have a chance to meet him again, I'll bring him along, especially if you could get me an internship at Warner Brothers Records." And she was quick to say, "Sure." And that's how I landed an internship. And again, this is from a shy introvert type. So maybe it was luck, but maybe not. I definitely had to put some pieces together to make that happen. And actually, I never saw that actor-comedian again, so I still owe my friend for the internship. It's something I still think about from time to time, well over a decade later. Hopefully she's not mad at me. But anyway, just a little story from my own life that I thought related, and we're just halfway through the article for now. So with that, thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post where your optimal life awaits.